The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 27th of March, 2008. It's the anniversary of the most terrible earthquake in the Western Hemisphere in the 20th century, Anchorage, Alaska, 1964. It's the birthday of T.R. Pearson, born Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 1956. He was a graduate student in English, then became a carpenter and a painter. And in the evening after work, he started writing down stories he remembered from his boyhood family supper table, which became three novels, A Short History of a Small Place, Off for the Sweet Hereafter, and The Last of How It Was, which came out in 1985, 86, and 87, set in the fictitious town of Neely, North Carolina. It's the birthday of the novelist Julia Alvarez, born in New York City, 1950, grew up in the Dominican Republic and then moved back to New York at the age of 10. She'd been sent to an American school in the Dominican Republic so she could learn English, and she was excited about going to New York, which she'd heard was a magical city. She said, "I would get to see the miracle of the snow, buildings that pricked the sky with their tops, and a host of other things which heretofore had only been the province of stories." When she got to America, she found she did not speak English as well as she thought she did, and other little girls made fun of her. She wrote the novel How the Garcia Girls Lost Their Accents, about four sisters making their way as Dominican refugees in New York. Another novel called In the Time of the Butterflies, and a collection of poetry, The Woman I Kept to Myself. It's the birthday of the poet Lewis Simpson, born Jamaica, West Indies, 1923, emigrated to America at the age of 17, author of many collections of poems. Lewis Simpson, who said the old-fashioned verse of epithets and opinions, writing of the will rather than the imagination, which is still practiced by those who think of themselves as avant-garde, is dead, and objective verse, which is only photography, is boring. Those who still write in these ways are at the mercy of their surroundings. They are depressed and create nothing. Only in surrealism, creating images and therefore realities, is there any joy. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote Happy Birthday to You, Patti Smith Hill, born in Anchorage, Kentucky, 1868. And the singer and pianist Sarah Vaughan, the divine Miss Sarah, born in Newark, New Jersey, 1924. Who, when she was 18, on a dare, entered a talent contest at the Apollo Theater in Harlem, sang Body and Soul, and won, and got a job with the Earl Hines Orchestra as singer and pianist. Sarah Vaughan, who had a range of four octaves, famous for her recordings of Misty, Tenderly, and All of Me. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by Gary Johnson. You made crusty bread rolls filled with chunks of brie and minced garlic and drizzled with olive oil and baked them until the brie was bubbly and we ate them thoughtfully, our legs coiled together under the table, and then salmon with dill and lemon and whole wheat couscous baked with garlic and fresh ginger and a hill of green beans and carrots roasted with honey and tofu. It was beautiful, the candles and linen and silver, the winter sun setting on our snowy street. Me with my hand on your leg, you, my lover, in your jeans and green t-shirt and beautiful feet. How simple life is. We buy a fish, we are fed, we sit close to each other, we talk, and then we go to bed. A sonnet by Gary Johnson, used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. and by the Sleep Number bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.